Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Inspirational author, journalist Peter Jennings' latest book will change your life. In Pushing the Boundaries, How to Get More Out of Life, Peter profiles 32 people from around the world who reveal how they triumph in life, overcoming uneasiness about taking risk, pushing the envelope, stretching limits, exceeding boundaries that many of us feel obligated to observe. Peter is also an in-demand public speaker, talented singer, the Great American Songbook, broadcaster, television host, known for his ability to get his guests to open up and share their stories. A pleasure to welcome back to This Week in America, master interviewer and storyteller Peter Jennings, author of the new book, Pushing Boundaries, How to Get More Out of Your Life. Peter, welcome back to the program.
Rick, thank you so much. It is always a joy for me to appear on This Week in America with you. And thank you so much for having me back on.
It is our pleasure. Thank you for keep writing these books. And one of these times, I'm going to get you to sing on the program. That's going to happen one of these times.
Goodness.
We're just going to do a program of Peter singing. You do that so well.
Writing
is what I want to focus on now. And you say you write books that help people transform their existence, inspiring them to capitalize on the advantages life offers. Boy, you've hit it out of the ballpark with this one, haven't you? Pushing the Boundaries. This book is really inspirational, excellent reviews. Let's start with the basics. The topic, Pushing the Boundaries. How did you decide that was going to be the topic for your next book?
Well, you know what, Rick? It was, I think the inspiration really was the first guy I interviewed, Nick Wallenda, is from your state of Florida. He's in Sarasota. He, of course, is a guy who has crossed Niagara Falls and the Grand Canyon on a tightrope. And when I did actually catch up with him and I spent time with him in Sarasota at his home there, he told me, Rick, that he has never in his life experienced fear. And I thought, how the heck do you walk across Niagara Falls on a tightrope and not be fearful? But the guy has no fear in his body. And I figured, wow, now there's a guy who I think people would like to read about. And it just kind of went on from there. I think this is a hot topic. And indeed, over the last year and a half or so with COVID and political unrest and everything else, I think it's even more appropriate that people are kind of looking for different ways to express themselves.
And you've got a wide variety. It's interesting. The book, by the way, is Pushing the Boundaries, How to Get More Out of Life by Peter Jennings. His website is pushingtheboundaries.life. We'll have that on our website. And you can go, of course, to Amazon, wherever, and order. While you're there, check out all of the books that Peter has written. We've talked about most of them here on this program. How did you go about then taking, okay, I've got this with Nick Wallenda. I think I'm onto something here. How did you decide to expand that and bring in people? And again, the variety of people. These are not just famous people that, you know, that we've all heard of and maybe even know some of their story. You brought in people that really overcame obstacles in their life, just ordinary people.
Yeah, and I think that's it, Rick, that some of them are very well known. Others are people you've never heard from before. Total of 32 people whom I interviewed for the book. And, you know, I got to tell you, it's personal choice. You know, I do a lot of research on the internet, finding people. But I have to put myself in the shoes of the reader and say, if I was reading this book, who would I want to know about or hear about? And so we've got doctors, we've got business people, we've got jazz artists, we've got entertainers, everybody. And hopefully it's a broad enough range of folks that will keep people interesting. The people I've been talking to who've been reading the book tell me that apparently that's a benefit of the book, that there are so many different types of people. It never gets boring.
Well, that's true. And and we're able to relate with some and not others. For some, they've lived a lifetime. Nick Wallenda, I have fear. I have no desire. I can't even watch him when he's on television walking across the Niagara Falls or whatever. I can't even watch, let alone be there. So I really can't relate to that. But so many of the others in the book, Pushing the Boundaries, I can. What is it that drives some people to push boundaries and not others. Did you find any common denominators in talking to these 32?
Well, you know, I think people who push boundaries have characteristics that allow them to be creative and perhaps a little bit fearless while taking chances. Not fearless to the point that Nick Wallenda does, but like many of the people who do push boundaries, they kind of walk the fine line between being conservative and being rebellious. They don't really care so much about what's going to happen on the other side of whatever it is they're doing. A lot of us kind of play the chess game. You know, if I do this, what's going to happen next?
Yes.
These people don't tend to do that. They tend to just act and react and move on. But the other thing, Rick, that I found with virtually all of them, none of them feel they are actually pushing the boundaries. They don't stand up and say, hey, look at me, I'm pushing boundaries. It's innate. It's just the way they are.
You know, it's interesting as you mentioned that, I'm thinking, do these people even realize they are pushing the boundaries? And then part of that is, why do we have boundaries in the first place? Why do so many of us feel that we're restricted, that we have areas that are fenced off and we can't go beyond that, written rules and unwritten rules?
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that I'm hoping the book will inspire people to say, hey, I don't necessarily have to live within these limitations. No, I'm not going to go out and walk across Niagara Falls on a tightrope, but you know what? I could do something tomorrow that might expand the enhancement I have in my life, and I hope that the people that they read about will inspire them to make that step.
The book is Pushing the Boundaries, How to Get More Out of Life. Peter Jennings back with us on the program, the author. PushingTheBoundaries.life is his website. Book available, of course, at Amazon, where other books are sold. You know, it's interesting. You've got a Canadian, Marina Nemat. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly.
Marina Nemat, yeah.
Yeah, she really, this was a sort of necessity, and because she pushed boundaries, she's alive today. Talk a little bit about her story, because you often wonder what we would do literally when our life is on the line.
Well, that's right. She was, as a teenager, she was thrown into Evin prison in Iran, and she almost died there. She was tortured daily. It was a terrible, terrible existence. She eventually managed to escape, and she did end up in Canada. And, you know, Rick, when I sat with her and we talked, she has written two books, and she is teaching at a university level how to write books or how to write anything. Now, given that English was never her primary language, I think that's pushing the boundaries big time. The fact that she's still alive is a huge accomplishment.
That's one of 32 stories you'll find in Peter's book, Pushing the Boundaries, How to Get More Out of Life. PushingTheBoundaries.life is the website. Of course, Amazon, the usual places, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about how you get these people to open up. Some of the more prominent names there, Nick Wallenda, I'm sure has a lot of requests. You've got other people there, Tommy Hilfiger, for example. These are busy people, yet they opened up to you. Talk about the style you use to gain their trust so they feel confident telling you things. Some of them even express the weaknesses that they've had to overcome or still trying to overcome in life that they wouldn't share with most people. How do you do it?
Well, Rick, good question. I think first off, I don't do interviews so much as have conversations. And you, my friend, are very good at this as well. You don't sit there and say, okay, you've got 8 seconds to answer this question. Thanks, on to the next. You and I are having a conversation here.
Yes.
And that's what I try to do when I'm interviewing these people, is not say, hey, you know, we're going to do an interview and there are going to be 6 questions and that's it. But we have a talk. We have a chat. And that seems to get people to trust me. And I think once they trust me, that's when they start making some revelations. I'm working on a new book right now where I'm interviewing the sons and daughters of famous people. And I was talking with Rod Roddenberry, who is the son of late Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry.
Yeah.
And after the interview or the talk, Ron said, Peter, I have to tell you, I found your questions really unique and unlike the cookie cutter ones I normally get. And that was really refreshing. Well, it was refreshing for me to hear that. So,
well, yeah, what a compliment.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I think it's why Marina Nemath told me she has PTSD. She's never said that publicly anywhere else. Rick Hansen, who famously wheeled himself around the world in a wheelchair to raise awareness for people with disabilities, he made some confessions to me, which, again, he's not made elsewhere. And I think it's, I don't know, Rick, I don't want to come off as some incredible person, but I think I managed to communicate to the people that I'm talking with that I'm an honest person. I'm going to treat the information you give me fairly. It's not going to be sensationalized. And as a result, they trust me.
You know, it's interesting. Communication is so important. And your background, a business background, you've taught classes where it's important to interact with the student. It's important if you expect the student to get anything out of the class. So you've got a background of communication, of listening to people. And that comes across. These are not 32 cookie cutter where Peter sent out 8 questions every day. They fill it out. He publishes the book and gets the royalties. This is where he really sat and did the research. It has to be difficult when you come to, okay, this is time now to talk about Patch Adams and not devote a whole book to it because you've got so much there. It has to be difficult to sort of go through and get the important things. Talk about the challenges of getting it down to a chapter or two.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you think like Patch Adams, he's a fascinating character. Of course, Robin Williams played him in the movie. When I did talk with Patch, we just kind of focused on really some of the things that that I believe that he's done that are pushing the boundaries. I mean, the man's accomplished a huge amount, but I wouldn't say it all falls within the realm of pushing the boundaries. So that's kind of an internal filter that I use, Rick, to help focus this kind of stuff, because you're absolutely right. I mean, you can go so wide and so broad.
Yes.
It starts to lose focus. But a guy like Patch, we focus on really the facility that he is building, which will be a hospital that will be free. People can come to the hospital and not have to pay. And he believes that's the way healthcare should be.
So he is really pushing and blowing up boundaries. I mean, the personally and professionally.
He sure is.
So we've heard so much about him. You'll get to see him in depth, hear him in depth in Peter's book, Pushing the Boundaries. Pushingtheboundaries.life, very easy to remember, Peter's website, all of the information there. You do, one of the 32 you profile in this is an intersex supermodel. Now talk about that, because this again is I keep saying it, but pushing the boundaries. Talk about your approach and what you found out in that interview.
Well, Hanna Gabi Aviel from Belgium is the young lady you're talking about. She indeed is a supermodel, and she has a condition called intersex, which basically, without going into a lot of detail, means that you're born with both sets of sexual organs. And what tends to happen is that kids who are born this way are immediately put into surgery and they remove organs. And she just doesn't think that's right. And it can cause real problems later on. So she had made this incredible career as a supermodel, working with all the top photographers and houses and everything else. And she decided to come out and be the voice of intersex. That, to me, was really pushing the boundaries, because her whole career could have blown up and sunk because of that. Well, instead, she has prospered, and she is the voice of intersex, but she's also still a very well-respected and very busy and very wealthy model. And she and I had a great time talking, to the point where afterwards she said, you know, I feel like it's been a therapy session, so we talk more. I thought, hey, maybe I've got a new job here, Rick.
You know, I think that's interesting. Well, yes, you listen, you let them talk, and they find themselves possibly hearing themselves say something they've never heard themselves say before. So it is therapeutic on a number of levels. Our guest on the program is Peter Jennings. His book is Pushing the Boundaries, How to Get More Out of Life, website pushingtheboundaries.life. Much more to talk about, and we're back with Peter after these messages. Back today's This Week in America, our old friend Peter Jennings back in the program talking about his new book, Pushing the Boundaries. Pushingtheboundaries.life is the website, book available wherever books are sold. We talked about the main difference in pushing boundaries, why some people do and why some of us are reticent to do that. Are there other, are they different in other ways than we are? Or is it just about the choices they make?
It's certainly about the choices. I think that I was very fortunate, Rick. I had Jack Canfield, who is the quite famous co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul series. He told me about fear. And he says fear is the greatest thing that all of us need to overcome to make any kind of change in our lives. And I think when you look at the people that I interviewed in the U.S., Canada, Europe, Australia, Africa, England, China, Mexico, all of them have no fear, or they appear to have no fear. They don't let fear get in the way of making some changes in their lives so that they can achieve greater things. And as Jack told me, if you can get over the fear of change, then you're wide open to change your life and make it better. And he's a guy who did that himself.
And he wrote the foreword for Peter's book, Pushing the Boundaries. And if you're thinking that always sounds good, how do I go about doing it? Well, you find out 32 people did it who were quite successful in Peter's book, Pushing the Boundaries. Let's talk about a fellow Canadian you write about, Katie Taylor, who broke the glass ceiling by becoming the first female chairman of a major Canadian bank. Talk about that because, you know, again, that's one of those where, okay, you're a female in banking. We put you in this category over in this part of the room, and all the guys over here are going to fight to lead the bank someday. Talk about her and her motivation to work her way to the top, a real trailblazer.
She was a trailblazer. She is a trailblazer. You're quite right. Pardon me, Rick. I was put on to her by someone else I interviewed in the book, Anne Larcade. And at the end of my interview with Anne, she said, would you like to interview Katie Taylor? Because she's a very good friend of mine. I thought, wow, what an opportunity. So, Anne set us up, and I sat with Katie for a number of hours. She is, I would say she's somewhat driven in terms of her desire to go out and grab things. And, she's not going to worry about glass ceilings or any of that. She's not going to let the fact that she is a lady and an attractive, talented lady, that's not going to get in the way. I want to do this, I want to do that. She worked for one of the top hospitality companies in the world, Four Seasons. And after that, pardon me, she had, I think she'd been on the board of the Royal Bank, the biggest bank in Canada.
Oh, yes.
And they came to her and said, we want you to be chair. And she said, all right, I'll do it. And she became the first female chair of a major bank, the biggest bank, if that happens, in Canada. And it's just one example of a lady who, and again, you know, when you sit and talk with her, it's not like she's beating her chest and saying, look at me, look what I've done. It's all very natural to her to do that. That's just kind of who she is, you know?
You know, that's interesting, sort of a common trait you'll find through some of the 32, most of the 32 that Peter talks about or talks with in Pushing the Boundaries, How to Get More Out of Life. Once they pushed the boundary and found success, what they did with it, it was just a step in their life and they go on with their lives. And it's so fascinating reading how these people made these changes. As you came up with the 32, were there any that you really wanted to talk to but were not able to, for whatever reason, to connect with them?
That is a perfect question, Rick. And yes, the guy I really wanted to interview was Mikhail Gorbachev. If you think about pushing the boundaries,
wow,
in Russia,
yes,
introducing perestroika and glasnost, Try as I might, I could not get through to the guy. I knew someone who knew him slightly. They couldn't get through to him. And so he's the guy who got away, but he would have been fantastic to interview. And you know what? Maybe I'll do a volume two, and I'll try again, because I would love to talk with him about that.
I would love to read that. If you get into his head, what you're going to find there. And he really changed the world dramatically during that period
sure
of time.
Did.
It's interesting. What did you learn about pushing boundaries? You've been pushing them all your career. You've had so many successful careers, and you keep adding to that. And usually they say, you know, take one career, write it out, get your watch, and go retire. You're as busy today as probably you've ever been in your life with the public speaking, with the singing, with writing. What did you learn about pushing boundaries?
Well, I think, and you're right. You know, it was funny. I was talking to friends when I was writing the book, and they said, "Hey, you know, you're talking about yourself." And as I looked at my life and my career, I thought, "Yeah, I guess I have pushed a few boundaries." What I really learned is that, again, it comes back to the fact that the people who push boundaries, they're not really aware that's what they're doing. It's simply second nature to them.
Yes.
And that's why Jack Canfield said, you know, get over the fear of change and you can accomplish anything. It's like the other thing I learned, I guess, George Cohan, who devoted 14 incredibly frustrating years getting McDonald's into Russia. He taught me that if you believe in yourself and if you believe in your objectives, don't back down. And I think that's the other characteristic that I learned about these people, Rick. They tend to be pretty forthright. When they want something, they're going to go out and get it, and they're not going to easily be distracted.
The book is so motivational. It's receiving so many positive reviews internationally, Pushing Boundaries, How to Get More Out of Life. A couple of minutes left with Peter. You mentioned a new book you're working on. In fact, since we talked the last time, you had a children's book out there. I'm going to take 30 seconds to ask you about that. How is that with all of these books you've written about people that have incredible stories to tell, and then you write the children's book? How was that for you?
I really enjoyed it. I ran it by my two little granddaughters, who at that point were 8 and 6, and I read then and reread the various versions of the manuscript. And mind you, I had done a lot of studying on the internet about how to write kids' books, what kids are looking for, what parents are looking for. So I went out, I think, with a fair amount of background and really enjoyed the process. And that book's selling well, too, because it's based on a true story, and it seems that the kids really, really enjoy that. But the book I'm working on at the moment, which I'm having great fun with, is Icons, Growing Up in the Shadow of Greatness. And I'm interviewing the sons and daughters of some pretty famous people. I mentioned Rod Roddenberry, but I've also talked with Ken Ross, who is the son of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who wrote the famous books about grief and dying. I've interviewed Hoagy Carmichael, son of the famous songwriter. Karen Davidson in California. Karen, the fourth generation member of the working Harley-Davidson family. So again, I'm trying to vary it, you know, with some people who are sons or daughters, pardon me, of famous people. And some of them are in the entertainment field, and some are in businesses, and it's a fun process, I'll tell you.
I'm really looking forward to that, as I do all of your books. When do you think that book will be available? When will it be published?
I think it will be probably summer of next year, would be my guess.
Okay, well, I can wait that long. That's okay. The way time goes as we get older, that's just around the corner. So I will wait for that. And
there's such an
interesting conversation now on sons and daughters of famous people. Is it a leg up? Is it a hindrance? Are people
exactly?
Yeah, there's so much there. I can't wait to dig into that book. But you don't have to wait to read Pushing the Boundaries. That's out there. Pushing the Boundaries. The book is available at Peter's website, and I'll encourage you to go there because you'll get information on all of the other books that Peter has written, pushingtheboundaries.life. Of course, book available at Amazon. You go to his author page there, get all the information, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Peter, it is always a pleasure. Once again, an excellent job with the book Pushing the Boundaries. Thank you for spending some time with us, sharing these great stories, and we look forward to having you back again.
Well, Rick, thank you so much for having me on This Week in America. It's always a thrill to be chatting with you, and I certainly appreciate it very much. And, I hope people get the book and get inspired and enhance their lives. That would do me good.
Well, and I said in the beginning, it will change your life. And when you read the book, you will get clues to help you have a more successful, accomplish more in your life. So it will change your life. The book is Pushing the Boundaries. How to Get More Out of Life by Peter Jennings. The book, available wherever books are sold. The website for the book and Peter is pushingtheboundaries.life. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.